On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Well, happy new year to you almost soon. Tori's here. She's doing a poppin' stoppin'.
I'm here. And where else would I be?
I don't know where else you
Nowhere
would be.
Else.
No, in bed.
Not
I
outside.
Guess.
Oh, my God.
The weather outside is frightful, but in here it's so delightful.
Well,
but as long as, you know.
I have to say this. As I drive here, and it's very cold, there's people exercising outside.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you think?
I didn't see that.
You know, they're running. They're walking.
I wouldn't know because I don't go out.
Don't you think? I know you don't. Don't you think it's more detrimental to your health to be out on a very cold day than to be exercising?
You're not supposed to overdo your respiratory system because it's your respiratory system that gets cold and shuts down.
Yeah, well.
So they are stupid. And also, also they're sweating in place. As
okay.
they're, it's like their sweat is going to freeze. It's the most unhealthy thing you can do.
I didn't
do.
Think of that.
Yes.
Why I'm seeing people out.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Because they don't get it. They don't have brains. Just because you can put one foot in front of the other and move forward doesn't mean you have
brains.
Every
day I have to exercise. It's 7 degrees. It was 7 degrees this morning.
Exercise inside, okay. You stupid people.
That's it. Get a treadmill. Is it that important to you? Okay, but then I thought of something else.
Mm.
What if they have to walk because they don't have a car? They have to be to work or something.
Well, then they take a bus.
Okay.
Yeah. They can figure it out.
I can't figure
it out. Well, I'd rather walk than run in this kind of weather.
Well,
besides,
you're
going to fall down and slip on the ice. Stupid people in every regard.
In every regard.
I wish 2018 is a happier thing for people who are stupid.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Okay, I just had to mention, you know, it's single digits and you're out walking.
It's a good point.
Stop it.
I don't think even gerbils get on the treadmill in this kind of weather. Cheese or no cheese.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. What kind of cheese would you want if you were a gerbil?
Oh, I thought they ate like gerbil food that comes pre-mixed, like
what
granola.
What am I thinking of, mice?
Don't confuse your rodents.
That's right.
I like Monterey Jack. What am I going to do?
Monterey Jack.
It's because it's marbleized.
Oh.
I think it attracts me, those fancy colors.
Yeah, I guess it's something to look at.
Then I tried Pepper Jack once. Boy,
yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Mouth's on fire. What's that about?
You know, what the healthiest cheese is supposed to be, Swiss and Gouda.
They taste terrible. You know, really?
It's like anything else. The worse it tastes,
yeah,
the healthier it is for you.
Yep, again.
Kale. Do you ever have kale?
I've heard of it.
Oh, I've heard of it.
That's as far as
I'll
get.
Coming near my mouth. That stuff is disgusting. You might as well be a rabbit and take a little pellet on the carpet or something.
The
That's
things
awful.
You do, and then you walk in 2-degree weather. You got to stay healthy, man.
This is awful, man.
Eating kale and not being outside.
And it's going to be cold for quite a few weeks.
How do you know?
Because I was told this, it's going to be single digits or like teens through next Wednesday. By the way, we're in the Boston area. That's what we're talking about. Can you imagine the people there, New Year's Eve, Times Square, New York City? The air temperature is supposed to be 11 degrees.
I'm not doing it.
No, and there's supposed to be a wind, and also in Times Square, it's like a wind tunnel because of all the buildings. So it's going to be below zero. And you can't just show up at like quarter to midnight.
Oh, I'm showing up. Right at 12.
I don't think they'll let you in at a point. I think there's just, you can't stand in there at a point.
Who's going? Everybody still? I think they think it's fun. They drink a lot.
Everybody's going.
Everybody's anybody. Good job, Al Gore. You and your climate change and global warming.
There's one way to warm yourself up.
It's not warm. What's this climate change, global warming? Yeah. Donald Trump is right. There's no such thing.
No, quite obviously.
It's too cold.
Yeah,
it's too cold. Let me chop this tree down. Shut up over there.
Well,
You're
that
okay.
proves that they were wrong.
This tree must go. Yeah. It must be chopped down.
Yeah.
It is a disease. See, like anything
yeah.
disease
global
in White House.
Global warming, I mean, it is what it is, but that wasn't the right phrase.
Climate change is better.
Because this climate.
It's a climate.
This climate change.
Hot and cold is climate.
This is changing.
Warming is warming. Right, exactly.
Storms are more intense. The cold is colder. The hot is hotter. Bitchy people are bitchier. Which is true. It's really true.
It's causing it. It's a cause and effect.
It is. I said on the podcast yesterday.
Please don't say things on podcasts.
All right, now. All right, that's going to kill about 5 minutes of nothing.
Okay, well, just tell me.
I really believe that the new year should not start on January 1st because nothing happens. It should
Football
start.
Football happens. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, all right, fine. The first day of the year should be the day after Labor Day.
Really?
Sure.
That's a weird calendar.
That's when everything starts.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like school and school, business, sitcoms pick up with the new season.
Everybody's back from vacation. Sure. It's the beginning of the year.
That's a good idea, actually.
What are we doing on January 2nd that makes it so...
It's depressing. I'm not doing
it. It really is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I got a hangover. I'm cold.
Miserable.
I got nothing to do.
Good times.
Yeah. Happy New Year to me.
But the tree, remember we talked about last week, alone.
Yes.
Now, how you have a fake tree, and I like real trees because they're alive. But then you said, why kill something? But I said... Right. It's already dead.
It is
Somebody already killed it.
So why not have a fake tree? I'll ask you right back at
you. So why not? So that's the thing about, good point. But what about furs? People don't wear furs because they say they don't want an animal to die. But the animal already died, didn't it? It's the same theory.
Yeah, they killed it for the fur. That's why.
And they killed the tree to put it in someone's house.
Correct. Which is not
good stuff. It's a living thing. So is that kind of similar? Is the principle very similar?
Only if you believe the trees have feelings that when you cut them down, they're
But it's still alive. It's technically, biologically, it is a living thing.
Yes.
Feelings
very
or not.
Very different than a roaming animal, which is.
Which will keep us
warm?
No. Like cavemen? They used to use the pelts.
I understand that. You know, just because we come from a uncivilized history back in 2 million BC, doesn't mean that was the right thing.
But you like the olden days, you said.
That
you
old.
You don't like
that far back.
Boy. What, like Leave It to Beaverish, those 50s?
Boy, I miss the dinosaurs. I mean, how far back are we going to go?
Yeah, I guess. All right.
I mean, I'm not into cave life. I don't even have a man cave.
You kind of do.
Kind of don't. This is professional.
Okay, we can, all right. Yeah. Then.
I mean, I can sit on the toilet and close a bathroom door. That can be a man cave. That's really what it is. It's the one place in the house no one ever really bothers you.
Okay. Yeah, so
unless you're
cave.
Married, they'll come right in.
Just
and
lock your door.
Yeah.
Do you lock it? Do you lock your bathroom door?
God, no. I don't even close the door. I don't. I don't even open the lid to the toilet. I don't even
you're going
care
right
about
now.
That as we speak.
This is a classy show again. You're welcome, folks. I bring out the class in people.
This has been a horrible year, Tori. I think 2017 has been a horrible, horrible year.
So was 2016. What is going on, Ron?
Yeah, 2016
you explain
wasn't
it.
Too great either.
No.
That was a shock
so
of the century.
So why should I have hope for 2018? Tell me right now. We're all going to celebrate.
Because you had two bad years in a row. You got to figure. But it's not going to be because we're not changing anything anywhere at all.
Right.
Anything's going to be the same and could get,
it's
like,
get
a
worse.
Lot worse.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a hell of a year.
Great. Good times again.
Good times. I guess that's why you drink on New Year's Eve. I suppose that's the reason. What a weird holiday.
Well, I didn't even get invited anywhere again.
Why would you want to go anywhere?
Well, it's really funny. Let me just say this real quick. Christmas time, you have parties.
Yeah.
I went to two Christmas parties, and they were because of two guy friends.
Right.
You and my friend Peter.
Yeah.
I don't have any girlfriends that say, hey, you want to come to a party? Let's go to a party. And no one invites you. Couples don't invite you.
Yeah.
And my mother has a theory.
What's that?
You like my mother, so see if you agree.
All right.
She said, Victoria, you're a single, attractive woman. Why are women going to bring you anywhere? Have you around other guys when you're going to take the chance away from them? Does that make sense?
That's a very archaic way of looking at it from a different generation, yes.
Okay.
But no, it doesn't.
Okay.
No.
All right, good.
No.
So I just have no friends. That's basically it. That's good, too.
No, that's not it either. I have more
conundrum.
Female friends than I have male friends.
Yeah.
And I think that's just a thing. And I think you're in the same boat. I don't know the reason for it, but I'm not into sports, so most guys...
Women are jealous creatures, though, actually, by nature.
Yeah. See, the reason that I like women as friends more is because they will actually have discussions. They will open up about their feelings, their reactions to things.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't.
Right, that's true.
Or I shouldn't say all guys don't.
Right,
some
guys
do.
Don't.
Most guys
right.
don't. So I don't find that in the long run to be as comfortable.
It's a superficial relationship. The sports, yeah, the weather, yeah, the politics.
Borrowing tools that I will never use.
Tools, yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's not every guy. I'm not saying it's every guy. I'm really not.
But
I'm just saying as far as any kind of depth and introspection is concerned, no, not that much. No. Not that much.
So I just don't go out. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine too. Because
it's
going to be another superficial...
Well, you can't go out in this... Who would want to go out in this kind of weather anyway?
Nobody.
I mean, it's not an excuse.
Times Square people. I can't wait to watch those people all freezing.
I'm watching for that reason alone.
I hope
because
someone
passes
out.
They have to stand there for at least 12 hours on their feet
in order
to secure a place near anywhere near Times Square. You can't even get close to it.
And there could even be an incident. There never is, but you know what? Why chance it in that kind of weather?
I'm going to say something horrible right now. There never is, but that means all the more reason that there probably could
be. They're plotting, right, because the longer times go,
the more you let your guard down.
And something's bound to
happen. Now, the New York City
happen.
Police are extremely efficient, probably the most efficient in the world, and the largest police force, actually, in the world.
People have their eyes out everywhere
So, yes, but you have one thing against you in New York that came to light with that Las Vegas shooting thing from the guy in the hotel room up high up.
Right.
Times Square in New York City is surrounded by large buildings.
You cannot go through every building
to see if someone's hiking up there and planning something.
Yeah. And now this idea has been out there.
Yeah. And once they do, you can't stop them fast enough.
That means they're there right now. They should start searching right now. All the hotel
Possibly
rooms.
Possibly so.
Like the guy was
Possibly
there for a few days before, right? In Vegas. So if they start now... They might catch them.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Use those satellite things where they show infrared. Maybe there's some kind of weapons they can detect or dogs, and have them sniff out the door.
I think security and the police will always say, we can stop it as best we can. Mm-hmm. But I think behind closed doors, they will say, there's nothing we can do, really. It's just a matter of hoping it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And have people looking out for each other. They said that's a good way. Because if you spot anything, let somebody know. So if everyone's watching, maybe they can say something.
This ran through my mind with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, because it's a long parade route.
Yeah.
So you can't possibly, it's like over a mile long, and there's buildings all over the place.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you can't hunt out, and these are residents too. They're not even hotels. Yeah. These are residence places.
I have a resident on my Facebook. He's always posting pictures from New York City.
Yeah.
Right in the great pictures. What a view he has.
So,
nice.
You know, in the back of my mind, I'm going,
Well, what about Black Sunday from 1976
with
Robert Shaw?
That was Super Bowl, right?
Super Bowl, they had a blimp.
Yeah.
And it was really, you know, very low-tech thing.
Yes.
But nowadays, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows?
That was a great movie. I miss Robert Shaw. He was Captain Quint.
He was, wasn't he in that movie there, Jaws?
Yeah, Captain Quint.
Oh, sorry. I know
the character. And he was British. And he always had these great accents that weren't even British.
Yeah.
He could do a great American accent.
He's a crazy man.
He's good.
Yeah. Well, we have to think positive, and that perhaps, as I said on my pod yesterday, I hope that 2018 is a year of awakening for the common man and woman, where they will say to themselves, okay, I'm not going through this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stopping this. Because we're all more powerful than that White House thing is.
You're right.
And we're more powerful than those companies are. So it seems like the companies have taken over the country. That's not it. It's the people, not the companies.
Well, this should be a year to speak up then. Even if things are depressing and you're sad, just try to make that difference.
I mean,
make a phone call to a congressman. Feel good about one thing.
Yeah. I think that document says we the people, not we the companies. So we're getting off track here somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think this is a kingdom. I think it's supposed to be a democracy, but I could be wrong.
Kleptocracy, which is meaning he can gain as much money any way he can, thievery if necessary, while he's in office and power, with his hotels, with his dealings.
Yeah.
Kleptocracy.
Fire anybody against you, put them down, shame them, anybody who's against you. Oh, but I don't want to get political, Tori.
I know.
Because
it's
a wonderful, wonderful year. It's a good year. It's a wonderful life.
Really?
That movie was on again last week.
You know what? I haven't seen it in about 2 or 3 years now.
Really? It's on every single year.
I kind of gave up on it. It's not that wonderful of a life, so.
No, it's, you know, not. And they kind of gave up on The Wizard of Oz a few years ago. That used to air
That's
every single year.
Every spring.
I got sick of that damn thing.
That thing was disturbing.
I started hoping she wouldn't go back to Kansas.
Yeah,
just
Frank,
to teach her a
L.
damn
Frank
lesson.
Baum. He was, I don't know.
Yeah.
He wrote that thing.
I love his steak bombs, though. Tasty.
Bombs are bad. Don't say bomb on an airplane, even if it's L. Frank Baum.
I know.
Don't talk about The Wizard of Oz on an
airplane. You're right. No, you're absolutely right. Airplanes are turning around for everything now. There's still controversy on the planes, and someone lost a seat because they thought because they were black. They think.
I think I heard about that one. Weren't they like an executive or
something like that? And then some guy wasn't feeling well. He had a headache. They turned around, and because they thought, you know, you never know.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know.
So when I get on a plane, I don't have to worry about myself. I don't have to worry about the pilot. I don't have to worry about the weather. I have to worry about some passenger.
Yes, who's not feeling well.
Could be anybody then.
I know.
Jesus.
God. Did you hear that?
Did you get a cat?
No, it is my stomach, Tori.
Mine's going to happen next.
I must be really hungry.
Yeah, I am too. So mine will happen next. I'm waiting. It could be mine
next. Such
an
incredible. I put on like 5 pounds in the past 3 weeks, and I'm pissed at myself. But it happens every year.
You pissed yourself? Well, that's not the way to lose the weight. I'm missing a pronoun there. I know.
Yeah, you are. I am pissed at myself.
That was the one.
Yeah. But... although, maybe in 10 years, that pronoun will not be necessary.
They don't make the pens for nothing.
No, they don't.
So, it's a thing.
It's a
Can't
thing.
Wait.
Is it a thing, really? I thought it was just something.
Looking forward.
Well, we're going to run an interview now.
Great.
And
Vicki Lawrence?
No.
I love to tell people I talked to her, and she said Tori. She used my name, Tori.
Well, maybe we'll run it.
Vicki Lawrence.
We'll see what
She's
happens
great.
Here.
She's itchy.
Have a wonderful new year, and that's stupid because we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah. And if this is going to happen
it's really
now,
cold. Yeah.
Wait for all the smart ass comedians walking around saying, "See you next year, Tori."
Oh,
this is going
to
happen.
I'm going to stay in just for that. Then I don't want to talk to anybody.
I think you should be allowed to hit somebody if they say that.
I did
that.
It once, and I think once was enough for anybody.
It should have been a lesson.
I did
everyone.
It once, and I thought it was funny, and I let it go at that. Bye bye, everybody. Drop mic drop. I did it once. It was great. I'm never doing it again.
All right, she's Tori Lagarde, I'm Ron Van Dam, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Marone, former heavyweight contender. But I recently hung up my boxing gloves to open the area's favorite new Italian restaurant.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots, right, Headshots. This time of year... everyone is getting ready for their holiday parties. What better way to celebrate Arbor Day?
Christmas, Bobby.
Christmas, right. Celebrate Flag Day.
Christmas.
With a feast from Headshots. We'll deliver food that will not only knock you out, but will be the highlight of your Memorial Day Christmas table. Or perhaps you celebrate St. Swithin's Day.
That one would be Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Why not try our 8 days of manicotti menorah? We've got the left-right stuff to make every party a success, whether it's Bastille Day,
Christmas,
Victory over Japan Day,
Monica,
or Kwanzaa Mananaka.
Okay, we're just gonna let that one go.
Make sure your holiday event is a technical knockout with a great spread from Christmas.
It's Headshots, Bobby.
Headshots. Headshots. I had that.
And we're speaking with Vicki Lawrence. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, Ron. Are you coming to us live from an igloo in Boston?
Oh, you are so funny.
I can't believe what's happening to you guys. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't need your pity. Vicki, who are you with?
Dr. Beth Korn, allergist to the stars.
Perfect.
That's a formal title.
Yeah. Now, by the way, how you doing? You doing okay? I'm concerned about you.
No, I'm doing great. I'm hives free.
All right. Okay. Now, tell us about this condition and how prevalent it is and what it is.
Well, you know, I think everybody is familiar with the term hives. Basically, I always thought that was your mother-in-law's nervous breakdown, that... she finds out you're marrying her son, she breaks out in hives, you know.
Yes.
So when the doctor said to me, "You've got hives," I was like, "Are you kidding me? I'm not nervous. I'm not stressed. I'm not what happened to me was I woke up one morning with my palms of my hands itching, and I remember saying to my husband, go buy a lottery ticket, we're winning big tonight, because my hands are itching. And I, you know, I dumped them in some ice water, the itching went away, fast forward to the next day when the same dang thing happened. And now I'm thinking, what the heck is going on? I'm walking the dogs a little bit later, and all of a sudden my abdomen starts itching, my back and my hips and my thighs, and I remember walking the dogs home very quickly. Ran to the bathroom, pulled my shirt up, looked in the mirror, and I just literally scratched welts all over my body.
Wow.
It was just so incredibly hot and itchy. I remember jumping in a freezing shower, as cold as I could stand it. I slathered menthol lotion all over my body, and I sat on the side of the bed shivering, just hoping that maybe I would pass out. And my husband, Al, said to me, we've got to call the allergist right away.
Yeah, you would think you'd take an antihistamine, though. Maybe. Wouldn't you think to take an antihistamine when you get a reaction of itchy of any kind?
No, I think you just automatically assume it's some allergic reaction, something you've done, some soap you're using, something you ate last night, some, you know, red wine, who knows? And you try to find an answer. Anyway, we went, you know, he said to me, most people have a bout of hives at some point in their lives, and it comes and it goes, and you don't think anything more about it, and we'll get rid of this, and no worries. Well, after 6 weeks of not getting rid of the hives, he finally said to me one day, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic idiopathic urticaria. And I, you know, the doctor can probably explain that to you better than I can. CIU. So, hi. CIU, chronic idiopathic urticaria. So, urticaria of hives.
Yeah.
Chronic, meaning that you've had them for 6 weeks or more, and idiopathic, there's no known cause for these hives.
Okay.
So there are approximately 1.5 million Americans who are walking around with CIU. And as Vicki said, it's very itchy, and you get these rashes that can, these hivey rashes that can be anywhere on your body, even your face. And you really need to see a specialist like an allergist or a dermatologist who treats CIU. And it would be very worthwhile before you see an allergist or a dermatologist if, one, when you go to the doctor's office, you could bring in some pictures. Doctors love when patients bring in pictures. And also there's a great website called CIUNU.com. And on this website, there's educational material about CIU. And there are also some questionnaires, these patient symptom trackers, where questions are asked, how often are you getting the hives, where are they appearing, how itchy are the hives. And you can fill this out and kind of track your symptoms of what's been going on. And then you can make an appointment, see an allergist or a dermatologist who treats CIU, bring along these filled out questionnaires and some pictures that you can take on your cell phone. And you can have a very meaningful encounter with the specialist and hopefully get to the right management for you.
So Vicki, what was the road like for you? Were things tried and they didn't work or they do work? I mean, what's the resolve?
Well, once you get to a diagnosis of CIU, and that will be after 6 weeks, at least.
Yeah.
Then there are treatment options for you for managing the hives. And when I signed on for this website, I just felt like I'll throw my hives in the ring and hopefully put a familiar face on here.
Yes.
So that people not only see me, but then they see that here's a place where you can actually learn about CIU.
Right.
If you think that it applies to you, and you can download the materials, like the doctor said, and then find a doctor who can help you figure out the treatment plan.
Okay.
As I mentioned, I did have this condition, and what worked for me many years ago was Allegra, and now it's over the counter. This was before it was over the counter, and they've done studies with it again.
This is a little bit out of Allegra's.
Okay.
You know, it's idiopathic. There's no reason
right.
for it. It's not allergic. It's not an allergy. It's not an allergy, Tori.
But they've done studies, with the Allegra and CIU.
People that I have spoken to because of this program have been looking for answers for years to no avail. So I'm just hoping. And I don't know, did I mention Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America? Novartis and Genentech have sponsored the whole site. Mm-hmm. It's called CIUandU.com, and I'm just hoping it's like an educational campaign and an outreach program, and I'm hoping we can just sort of make CIU a little more mainstream so that the 1.5 million people who are looking for answers can hopefully find them through this website.
Yeah, and somewhat frantically, I assume, because if they don't go away, it's not like you go, oh, okay, I'll just live with this. I mean, it becomes debilitating, I would assume.
No, it's just, it's not fun. I just remember itching so bad. I mean, it was literally months before I would take a hot shower because I thought the heat was exacerbating the hives. Mm-hmm. And I still, to this day, I use that menthol lotion because I'm scared of, you know, you just get kind of paranoid.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just really hopeful that this website will help a lot of people out there that I know are looking for answers.
Good.
And have been able to find them.
Okay, throw out the name of the site one more time.
CIUandU.com.
Wonderful. Hey, pleasure speaking to the both of you. Thank you so much for making everybody aware.
Thank you.
Thank you,
buddy.
Stay warm.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, thank you to Vicki Lawrence and to Tori Lagarde today on the program. Yeah, it's a fictitious start of a new year. We place labels on things. Every day is the start of another year, another day. And I'm just going to impart a little bit of wisdom as a New Year's wisdom thing. I have a little wisdom. It's in my left toe. And I'm going to impart it upon you right now. If you depend on your happiness through the eyes of others, in other words, if you go through life and you're only as good as people view you, you will not be a very happy person. If you go through life and you make yourself happy and you control yourself and your happiness is based upon how you feel, not how other people make you feel, then you will be truly rich and have a wonderful, wonderful life. And that can all start right now, because it's all a question of attitude. Okay, you owe me $2,000 for that information. I'll take a check. Have yourselves a wonderful day and a happy new year. I wish you peace.